But first, IOOF has been in the press recently for all the wrong reasons, after APRA's action wiped over $900 million off the share market and their managing director and chairman later facing court over claims of mismanagement. In this case, the announcement couldn't have come at a worse time, as the superannuation company is planning to purchase ANZ's superannuation business, OnePath Super, later this year. This makes IOOF the largest Australian financial service company by funds under management. The two directors have since been removed, and the new CEO, Alan Griffith, has asked for the public to trust them once more. All indications are that the deal will still go ahead, but should it? Daniel Ellison has more.
One of the most dramatic moments of the Hayne Royal Commission was on December 7, 2018, when APRA announced it would be taking action against IOOF after an almost two-year investigation by the regulators. It was found that the financial advice and superannuation giant had failed to put appropriate structures in place to ensure the integrity of a company with over 500,000 customers. This notice resulted in the removal of both the managing director, Chris Kelleher, and chairman, George Vinados, and its immediate effect was to wipe over $900 million of value off IOOF on the share market. Both men are due to stand trial later this year, while APRA continues talks with IOOF to ensure they attain the proper licensing that will allow them to manage the over $10 billion they currently manage. IOOF is currently preparing its defence, but there is something else looming in the near future for the group once known as the International Order of Odd Fellows: their planned acquisition of ANZ's OnePath superannuation business, which was due to occur at the beginning of March, but has now been delayed until later in the year. In January 2019, ANZ announced that they'd be putting the deal on hold so they could get more advice from both APRA and IOOF. But neither they nor the superannuation trustees have made any comment regarding this deal since APRA's action. And Jerry Prawada, Professor of Finance at UNSW and former ANZ executive, says there's a very good reason for this.
Once people have made a public announcement that they have a deal and it's going forward, there's something of a mental trap that takes hold that says, look, it's quite embarrassing to reverse that decision. I would expect that kind of psychological pressure to be in existence right now. I think that if the deal were to be unwound at the behest of ANZ, that would not look good.
And no matter what the board of ANZ might think to themselves privately about the behaviour of IOOF and its executive, this transaction is in fact out of their hands. I asked Jerry Prawada who in fact was making this decision.
The trustees, the superannuation trustees. It's in the hands squarely of the superannuation trustees. They are the ones that have to apply this test of whether the deal, insofar as superannuation assets, the product side of the business, is concerned, whether the deal is in the best interest of the superannuation members. That is the critical test.
Scott Donald, Deputy Director for the Centre for Law, Markets and Regulation at UNSW, says that this is one of the principal tenets of superannuation in Australia, and something that makes superannuation companies a little bit different from others in the financial sector.
Well, the case studies in the Royal Commission often dealt with the position of trustees sitting within larger groups. And what came across very strongly is that those trustees really must have regard to the needs of members quite independently of what might be going on elsewhere in the group. And I think the regulators are going to really kind of push that quite hard. It's very important if superannuation is to deliver on its promise that that members' needs are put first. We can see that in the legislative initiatives that are on hand at the moment around member outcomes, and we can see it in the sorts of things that the senior people at both ASIC and APRA are saying in the public at the moment. They're very clearly signalling to trustees that they have to really pursue the best interests of members in their funds as far as they can.
APRA, which stands for the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, has accused two of IOOF's executive of not being fit and proper persons and acting against the interests of its members. It is therefore an interesting landscape which finds APRA once again assessing the potential funds transfer of OnePath to IOOF, as this deal will make IOOF Australia's largest financial advisor by funds under advice. Scott Donald appreciates the delicate position APRA currently finds itself in.
Well, it's not really APRA's role to give its blessing or not to the deal, or whatever deal is ultimately done, they will obviously make an assessment around whether the new trustee or the trustee that assumes these new responsibilities has all of the procedures and structures and resources in place to actually do their job properly, just as they would with any other super fund. Equally, they will be concerned to ensure that the current trustee continues to act in the interests of members by taking, you know, by administering the fund efficiently and so on. And so they will have a continuing and ongoing interest in how this all develops that will go in, I guess, in one direction if there is a successor fund transfer, and will go in another direction if there isn't. But it's not really for them to give a green light or a red light.
When the deal to sell OnePath to IOOF was announced in October 2017, it was also announced that ANZ would be offloading its OnePath life insurance business to Swiss giant Zurich. In the wake of APRA's action against Chris Kelleher and George Vinados, in fact on the very same day, it was announced that the Zurich deal was separated from the IOOF deal and could therefore go ahead.
You know, in the current environment, if ANZ has made a clear pronouncement that the Zurich transaction does not involve IOOF, as it has done, I would be inclined to think that there is a significant amount of truth in that.
There was some good news for IOOF today, with an announcement that they would also be purchasing the financial advice business from Bendigo Bank. Jerry Parwada recognises the intent IOOF is showing and the positive signals it is now sending to APRA, ANZ, the OnePath trustees and its own members.
Of course, it's not a huge number in terms of value that we're looking at. But in the scheme of things, if IOOF was in such trouble in its in this line of business, well, I think it is doing enough to show that they are intent on developing critical mass, investing in this advice space, and that signal of seriousness might well be picked up by the trustees as well.
Jerry Parwada, Professor of Finance at UNSW and AGSM Fellow, ending that report by Daniel Ellison.